Welcome to Planet Waves FM's continuing coverage from the United Astrology Conference. My name is Eric Francis, the host of Planet Waves FM. This is a special update on the week's astrology. I thought I would do one of those while I was here and all set up. This is the day of the first quarter moon, which puts us right at the midpoint between a solar eclipse, that was a week ago yesterday, and a lunar eclipse and a whole group of a whole little cluster of eclipse-like events that surround the Venus transit of the Sun, which is on June 5th through 6th, depending on what time zone you're in. That's about a 4 or 5 hour event, but depending on the time zone, it's on the 5th or on the 6th of June. That's a Tuesday or Wednesday, I believe. But we're not there yet. Before we get there, there are a bunch of aspects to Chiron that are coming. For example, today, at this moment, Mercury is square Chiron. Mercury is in Gemini, moving in direct motion. Over the weekend, as you may have read on Planet Waves, there was a Sun-Mercury conjunction. That would be the exterior conjunction. And that was, by the way, square Neptune, which squares to Neptune can be responsible for all kinds of mischief and misunderstandings. So Mercury and the Sun came by late last week, and then through the weekend, and made that square to Neptune. Now both of those points, Sun and Mercury, are making squares to Chiron. That's a whole different flavor of energy. Chiron more points to remedies, or at least points to solutions to problems in a way that lends themselves to some kind of awareness of the solution. If you ever hear anybody talking about Chiron in a way that's only about the problems and only about this kind of concept of wounding, you know that they're only working with about a third of the story. Chiron is a full package, and that package leads to the awareness of problems and the conceptualizing of them, but presents them in a way that they can be solved. That is often a way that involves doing something different or doing something differently than you might normally. It involves considering other ideas. But that is the healing angle of Chiron, the solution-oriented angle of Chiron. So as mentioned, Mercury is square this planet right now. And one thing about Mercury square Chiron is there can be a kind of confuddled feeling around mental process and expressing yourself. It can be very difficult to express yourself when there are squares to Chiron, particularly Mercury square Chiron. And this is often the case with any aspect between Mercury and Chiron. There can be a sense of, for example, not being able to find your words, or thinking that you are less intelligent than you are. So that's one to pay attention to. It is rarely the case that you are less intelligent than you are, but there can be little blocks in the way of your ability to conceive of ideas, to conceptualize and conceptualize your own thoughts and your ideas, and to put them into words. So watch for that. And, you know, you actually can find the solution or the answer to the puzzle that you are confronting, but it helps to slow down. It helps to break the problem into smaller pieces, to look at the situation as hinted by Gemini from several different points of view. But what we've also got going on as that aspect develops is people are waving to me as they walk by and trying to signal me things while I'm processing this very intricate astrology, is that the Sun is right behind Mercury and is also coming out of a square to Neptune and making a square to Chiron. Now, Sun-Chiron aspects are all about things involving Dad, and they are things involving the conscious expression of who we are. So there is often a connection between that, since in many families, Dad is either the more expressive parent, the worldlier parent. That's kind of a traditional role of the father, to go to work and participate in the world beyond the garden walls. But there's also the lack that many fathers have, the struggle that many fathers have to express themselves, and the sense of a man as a failure at being a man. That is a Sun Chiron phenomenon also, and this can be passed on to children, and children can pick up the sense of failure that their dad has and then take that on as a personal limitation. So what, one of the things that I have advised a few times and would stick with this during Sun Chiron events is take a quick inventory of the ways in which you perceived your dad as a failure at being a man, or your dad related to you in some way his sense of failure at being a man. Now, you may have to be a bit subtle about this and think back through your history, and also think about what was passed along to you by example. Now, Mercury is in the mix, and that's an image of a couple of things. One, it's the image of the cognitive mind, and it's also the image of a child picking up something from the sun. So there was, over the weekend, a Mercury-Sun conjunction, and I would say that it'd be a good idea to look back over the events of, thoughts of, dreams of, but meditations of, journal writing over the weekend, and consider the ways in which the theme of parent-child contact is meaningful in this context, in terms of what is the sense of multi-generational sense of failure that was passed on. Now, you have obviously a different life. You are a different person than your parents, with different karma and different skills, different opportunities, and alive in a different moment at your age. And so the thing I would suggest is remembering that it may very well be your mission to go beyond the sense of failure that your father or dominant parent had, and make sure that you are not caught in those mental constructs. And if you are struggling with your mind or with language in some way, check back and look at the struggle that dad had with his mind, with language, or with a sense of failure. And, you know, people are pretty hard on themselves, and I know that the circumstances of life drag people in many different strange directions, and, you know, many of the men that we grew up around had unrealized dreams. They had things that they wanted to do that they were passionate about, but then something got in the way. And often that something was family life and the responsibilities of family. And often there is resentment that is passed along, or some subtle sense that that there's a lack of achievement because of this digression of family, and that's one place that you come in, obviously. So from there, you know, you might want to remember that you're not them, and you have the opportunity to plot a new course in life, and that will be easier if you open up the gearbox and see what's going on in there, and make sure that you are not unconsciously living out your parents' perceptions of themselves or their perceptions of you. All right, while this is happening, there are a couple of other aspects that are worth mentioning today. One is that the sun is in a very nice sextile aspect to Uranus. I'm hearing all kinds of different opinions about things here, and somebody was bashing sextiles the other day, and I will tell you that, at least in my opinion, a sextile is a workable aspect. There's a lot of contact between the two planets that is balanced, and each planet is accessible to the other, though like a trine, there is going to be some conscious bringing one to the other and bringing the other back that you might have to do. Uranus, by the way, is in Aries, part of the Uranus-Pluto square aspect. Ah, that comes into this too. We'll get to that in half a second. So Uranus is Uranus is the planet of invention, solution, revolution, and foresight. Uranus is often involved in discoveries and in inventions, and in revolutionary people and in revolutionary eras of history. And so with a sun sextile Uranus aspect, we have access to that revolutionary energy. Good thing, too, because the sun is very shortly about to make a quincunx to Pluto. So that's to say that starting yesterday, over the past few days, and for the rest of the week, the sun is going to be passing through the Uranus-Pluto square, the 2012 aspect, the aspect that is about to pick up the world and spin it on its little finger. And every time the sun comes through, we see some manifestation of that aspect in some new way. And here, this is a kind of angle of the sun meeting this aspect that I don't recall talking about before. Usually, I'll talk about it when it's in the square and opposition position. This is a combination of a sextile between the sun and Uranus, which is that conscious balancing and conscious invocation of the future and of revolutionary energy, and then sun quincunx, that's 150 degrees Pluto, and that is a little bit similar to a sextile in that there's a lot of conscious sometimes effort that is required to work with that aspect. It may feel like there is a phase of adjustment in some way, and I would say that if you use the penetrating and deep power of Pluto and the expressive gift of the sun, you will be able to figure out what you need to adjust and make the adjustment consciously, and the information may come from a very deep level. So don't be afraid to go deep. Learn something, bring it out, and then make conscious adjustments to the way that you live and express yourself in the waking world of normal consciousness. Pluto, Mercury, by the way, is in that quincunx aspect right now, and so even today and yesterday, those adjustments were coming in the form of adjustments to communication patterns and cognitive patterns. Chiron. All right, we talked about Chiron. All right, one last thing while we've got half a moment left, and that is that the moon is in Virgo. The moon has all kinds of little manifestations in Virgo. Some of them are itchier and scratchier than others, and some of them are pretty darn smart and focused and able to get a lot done. And the caveat here is that the moon is approaching a conjunction to Mars. And that's to say, watch your temper, monitor your anger level, monitor your frustration level. I have a friend named Debbie out in the state of Washington who believes that everyone should be subjected to anger management training. Everyone needs anger management training in this world where we have so fucking much to be pissed off about. So what you can do is you can monitor your anger level and your frustration level and not let that get the best of you. A little awareness goes a long way. If you are feeling frustrated long before it gets to the point of being debilitating and you say something, you may be able to defuse a potentially challenging situation. And then, of course, Mars in Virgo is action like, kind of like you clean the whole house and then you take everything out of the basement and you clean that too. So don't knock yourself out doing that, but you know, it is a good day to get a lot done, things that are of a service-oriented or remedial nature. You may be able to tackle some intense problems. And if you're feeling the motivation to do that, it would be a good day to set aside the smaller stuff that you've got going on, the smaller ambitions, and take on some of the things that you may have been thinking you were going to do when you got around to it. Today's a good day to get around to it. All right, so my first guest has arrived promptly on time at 10:30. You'll be hearing from him shortly. My name is Eric Francis. This has been a morning astrology update from Planet Waves FM from the United Astrology Conference in New Orleans. I will catch you in a little while.